Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Please welcome Sterling K. Brown.
What's going on, Brother Noah?
What's going on?
Man, I'm living my best life. It's been a while, man.
It's nice to see you. You look like you're living your best life, man.
I appreciate it, bro. Yeah? I feel good. I'm trying to grow my hair out like you.
I see it. It's looking
great.
Looking
like the Black Huey from the Boondocks up in this piece. I dig it.
Oh, man. Let's talk a little bit about the movie.
Let's do it.
A lot of people know you from This Is Us.
Yeah.
First of all, before we go into the movie, congratulations. Congratulations on wrapping it up in style, because a lot of people were sad that the show ended,
sure.
But they appreciated that it ended well, because there's a lot of pressure. You know, people watch Game of Thrones, they're like, what the hell happened
Bruh.
There? And people watch, like, no, it can happen.
Yeah, it can happen to anybody.
Were you a little worried? Did you know it would end well?
I knew it was going to end well, because he had a plan to end it in 6 seasons all along from the beginning.
I see.
Like, the story was complete. He knew where Rebecca was going to be at the end. Like, you knew, like, there's this whole timeline that he had from the beginning of season 1 of how things were gonna play out. So there was a beginning, middle, and end that made me feel secure as an actor.
Yeah, okay, I like that. And then you decided, I've done this.
Mm-hmm.
I've cried a lot. You have cried.
There's a lot of Visine up in your boy, yeah.
I don't know if it's Visine. I feel like you can do it.
I can do it. No, but I'm saying to get my eyes back clear.
Oh, get them back clear.
After I do it.
Okay, cool. I was like, I just don't want people to think that you're like faking it.
Shit is real.
Yeah, it's real. And then this movie, I was like, wow, Sterling doing comedy now. Okay. No, it's amazing. I'll tell you why it's amazing.
Tell me.
I'll tell you why it's amazing. I've been lucky enough to meet you in real life.
Sure.
And you're one of the funniest, most charismatic people I know, but everyone on TV knows you. You're stoic. And
yeah.
And then here you are playing a pasta in, I mean, the movie's ridiculous.
It is.
It's extremely funny. tell me how the project came about. Who came up to you and said, you know what, Sterling, I want you to play a pastor of a mega church that's involved in a scandal and is trying to bring it all back?
Yeah. So my manager read it first, and then she said, you should check it out. I think it's something you'd like, because I also so like variety and doing something completely different than Randall, right? They did a short. You can find a short, Honk for Jesus short, on YouTube.
Okay.
So I watched the short, and I was like, this shit is hysterical. I would like to do something hysterical. So then I read the script, and it's funny, and it's also deeper than just being funny, too. Because it's like a critique of the church for people who actually love and grew up in these mega churches.
Which you did.
Which I did, but also said there's something that can be improved, quite possibly.
Oh, no, definitely. And this is something I always talk about. Anyone who's grown up in the church knows this. You know, there are many aspects of religion that have been abused by certain people for their own gain.
Yes, sir.
You know, so my mom would complain about it. My mom's one of the most religious people I've ever known in my life. I would go to church 6 or 7 times in a weekend.
Uh-huh.
And my mom would say, we're not going back to that church. And I'd say, why? And she'd be like, why does that pastor have a Ferrari now? What's going on? Where's the Ferrari coming from?
Sure.
He doesn't have another job, so where's the Ferrari coming from? I don't see anything in the Bible about Ferraris. You get what I'm saying?
I did.
And so what's interesting in this is you're not poking fun at religion.
Yeah.
You're talking about people who use people's love of religion to make a buck.
That's right. I feel like all human institutions are fallible, whether they're secular or non-secular. You know what I'm saying? There's messages that can be gleaned from them that are important. You take the good, you leave the rest.
I like that.
Like, you can't find a perfect church. You can't find a perfect government, you know? So that's the way I do. And so my bent is more spiritual than religious at this particular time, because I just pick and choose. My mom prays for my immortal soul because she thinks I'm going to hell. But we cool. She just does that because she loves me.
It's a powerhouse team. You know, you're playing the pastor.
Yeah.
You've got Regina Hall, who's playing, you know, the first lady of the church. She is one of the funniest human beings who's ever existed.
She really is.
And then it's produced. I didn't know this until recently. It's produced by Daniel Kaluuya and Jordan Peele. That's a powerhouse team.
We got a good team. It feels good.
So talk me through this, because in the clip that we're watching, that you know, you're seeing it looks a little bit like a documentary, but the film is mockumentary style.
It's mockumentary style. What happens is the scandal happens before the movie starts, and we're trying to figure out what the scandal is. Uh-huh. The pastor and the first lady decide to hire a documentary film crew to sort of chart their ascendance back to prominence, or so they hope. Because the documentary film crew is like, all right, I want to see what's going on with these people and what makes them tick. Whether they get back to their church or not may be secondary to what he hopes that they'll use the documentary for.
How many takes did you have to redo because you were laughing at what Regina was saying?
I'm pretty good at not breaking.
Really? Regina?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at not breaking. I don't know what it is, because like, I feel like when an actor is being funny, I don't want to ruin their take.
Oh,
you understand what I'm saying? So if I break, it's like, Negro, I got to do this over again. Right? But if you stay in it and just keep the vibe going and feed them more, you never know what kind of like oxygen their fire needs to like burn even hotter. So that's all you're trying to do, is just feed the fire.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So do you feel like you have a little bit of like this pasta in you? Did you pick up some of that mega church swag?
I would say so, a little bit. He likes his clothes. I'm starting to like clothes more.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did. Funny story, my son, growing up in the 90s, I used to sag a lot. Like size 36, you know, shorts, even though my waist is like a 32. My son now, when he sees me sagging, he's like, Dad, people can see your my son's 11. Dad, people can see your underwear, and literally comes up to me, pulls my pants up,
and holds
them up at their waist.
That
it's
is
crazy.
It's a generational
shift. It's a generational shift. So now, you know, people try to put your boy in like tight fit, like this stuff is tight, right? But I'm starting to get used to clothes that fit. I came home one day after OJ and I had like some new clothes, and my mama said, well, you finally wearing clothes that fit your body. I'm so happy about that.
I love that.
It made her happy.
You also have one of the strongest topless games. You take your shirt off in this movie.
Yeah.
No. This is like one of those things where you just have to give the credit. You take your top off in this movie.
Namaste.
And you are one of the most ripped, not just pastors, but human beings. I was like, wow, Sterling, you've been holding out on us. You're looking good.
I appreciate it, man. I try to take care of myself. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I got an 11-year-old and a 7-year-old, and my whole plan in life is to be able to play with them as long as I can. I waited a little longer to have these kids. I'm enjoying them so much. They have energy, so you have to have energy to keep up. That's the whole game plan.
Man, this guy over here, thank you so much for joining me on the show again.
Always a pleasure.
Great to see you. Such a funny movie. Funny Kid Brown, everybody. Make sure to catch the film.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.